St Ninian's Isle is a tombola, an island joined to mainland Shetland by a wide stretch of sand. The little chapel of St Ninian, with its treasure hoard, was unearthed in the late 1950s. The isle remains one of my favourite places for its beauty and tranquility. St Ninian's Isle. It had to be a saint that strayed this far north, it cared about the souls of Pictish fisher folk. Fu the bairns of Rurik, man agaped at mainit bigot chapels, walked in silence. Some mean man ashan them wha the politics took, swain hom, selkie gyo, keet them bare and kill fae Ireland strippet rigs or Bicton's tunes. Ince here they never could have left, trist slaked with beauty, air laced with sat and honey. St. Francis could have felt at home here, if he'd come to Ninian's Isle. On a warm day he might have taught himself on some green southern shore. The burning pavements o' a seasy couldna kemp with this pale northern strand. A glisk on water as it kissed the sheenin' sand, a smush o' sandy loose around his feet, shistin' froed along the shurmel as he good. He would have traded Martins for a single laverick o' the luff, sheerlin' blessings on good and all alick. And i'd a wa a Ninian's kirk, he would have fun a font fult wi' a stirling's laughter. And in this quiet place a wagtail might a tippet in to sit wi' him, as she sits up at the altar noo, her flicht a pretty chancel dance wi' dips and turtles that's lifted centuries of hearts. She'd be his perfect canter for a chorus of good words. Here, on a bony day, with birds up the wing, ah, but the hardest hearts could find themselves communing with a greater scheme of things.